Is your business plan very unclear and you're tirelessly working at a low-paying career? Let's help you get out of the rut and let go of the fear. It's time to excel into the million-dollar stratosphere. Now, here's your host of The Balanced Millionaire, who will take you there, Eileen Mendel.
My name is Eileen Mendel, and I am your host of The Balanced Millionaire. I have today with me two very special guests, and on this show, you will learn from these industry experts on how to catapult your business, as well as effectively get the financial resources that are available to help you with your business needs. Without further delay, let me share with you about our first guest. Her name is Jose Bribois. She is a personal image expert for speakers and entrepreneurs and founder of We Can Style. Jose has styled professionals, entrepreneurs, public speakers, and TV personalities. Having worked all over the world, she uses her experience as a Hollywood actor, TV anchor reporter, TV host, and corporate marketing manager as a leverage to make speakers gain instant credibility the minute they step on stage or in front of their ideal clients. Welcome, Jose.
Thank you, Eileen. I'm very excited to be with you.
Great. Well, I'm excited to have you here.
Thanks.
So, let me ask you a few questions that our audience can benefit from and that you can teach them today. Now, why did you start your firm? What was it that got you motivated to get started?
So I guess I need to start way back then when I was a little child, because that's really the reason why. I was a very, very low self-esteem, low self-confident type of child. Just to give you an idea, my nickname in my family, I come from a family of four girls. One of them is my twin sister. And my nickname was Chubby, because my twin sister was super skinny and therefore I was chubby. And so I obviously did not grow up with the best self-image. And then to top it all off, I always remember in the kitchen, I was sitting with my mom and one of my older sisters, and she told my mom, "Hey, mom, why don't we send Jose to prison? This way she won't have any choice but to lose weight." And I already had a low self-esteem as it was, but that was really like, oh my gosh, there must be something so wrong with me. And it just like made the whole like self-image like even worse. And then what happened to me is that I started school, elementary school, and I was already, I always had an eye for fashion, and I was dressing with like the nice clothes with the, you know, Polo brand and all this. And when I started school, all the other kids were looking at me, and they were kind of like, sort of like in admiration, I think is the best way to describe it. And so for me to be treated like in such a way that people admired me and they wanted to talk to me and this and that, it not only made me realize at a super young age, like how much of an impact the way that you dress have on other people, but very importantly on the way that it made me feel in return. And so I've used fashion from then on throughout my entire life to make me feel better about myself. Now, I'm not saying like, hey, it was an instant like, hey, now I'm the super woman and I'm super confident. No, you need to do the internal work too. But it definitely supported me in accomplishing things that I could not have done if I didn't like feel really good about the way that I was showing up. And like, for example, I moved to California and I had like this super thick accent. And I decided I wanted to be a TV anchor and reporter. And like, everyone thought that like that was impossible just because I had like a really thick accent. But guess what? I did it. And I really believe because I showed up and I felt really good about the way that I was, you know, I dressed and everything. And they gave me the position. And so, I transitioned. Lots of things happened, right? I also acted in Hollywood and I transitioned into styling because I just saw so many women not losing out on opportunities because of the way that they, you know, they were dressing. And so I just want women to feel confident and to feel unstoppable. And so this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Does it answer your question?
Yes. I also know a little bit about you, that you grew up in Montreal, Canada. And I know Canadians, especially in Montreal, it's more influenced by European, you know, style and etiquette and things. And then you come to the United States, especially to Southern California, where it's all laid back. So did that have an influence on how you, just growing up in a bigger city and having maybe seen, you know, a fashion being more, a little bit more important and up to date, and then coming to Southern California, did that have an influence on your decision also to jump on board on this as a niche area where, you know, women actually can better themselves?
Well, I have to say that definitely on the East Coast, it's a whole other story. Like, people are way more careful with the kind of like image that they project. Here it's funny. It's more like all about like plastic surgeries and, you know, what your body and face looks like. But there, I feel like it's more like, okay, let's accept ourselves as we are, but we're going to put our best self forward with how, you know, we dress. So when I came here, I definitely noticed, oh my gosh, like this is very different here. And part of me at first, like, really enjoyed it. And, you know, I got on the yoga pants wagon and all that stuff. But I never really lost touch of, you know, the way that I was dressing and how it made me feel. I was always, always using it. And I think that's probably part of the reason why I was able to accomplish so many things that seemed unattainable, you know. I think that the East Coast flair definitely had an impact on who I am and, you know, what I bring forward.
And I see here that you also, on your background, have a degree in marketing, and you worked in marketing and branding in the corporate world.
Yeah.
How did that influence your way of perceiving how women can move up the ladder using, you know, their image?
Well, so what I always try to teach speakers and business owners is that you are the face of your company and one of the first things that people see. So dressing to look and feel confident and represent your brand is really important, and having a credible professional image. And all of these things put together is what will shift things in your business and, you know, take you to that 6- and 7-figure level. And what a lot of people don't think about or realize is that because everyone wants to work with an expert, they don't want to spend their hard-earned money on someone who might be able to help them. They want to know that they're making a smart investment. So it starts with the way that you present yourself. And it, you know, if you're just like, oh, I look good enough, you're leaving just a ton of clients and money on the table. And having a strong brand image is part of this equation, because, you know, it's such a fast-paced market today. People like don't have a long attention span, so they need to be able to get who you are and connect with you on a subconscious level instantly. So that's why personal branding is, it's such a hype right now, but, you know, it's not, it's here to stay because it's so important.
Now, tell me one of the key challenges that you have faced or facing when you're growing your business. What are some of the things that you're finding out as you grow your business that kind of I didn't realize that there was a hurdle and, you know, I have to address that. Give me some examples of what has been going on as you grow your business.
So for me, the major challenge is really to inspire women to realize that they do need help, because a lot of women think that they look good or they wouldn't wear what they're wearing, right?
Right.
But the truth is that a lot of the time they don't project that successful or, you know, that accomplished image and branded image that they should project in order to attract all the clients they want to attract. And again, they're leaving a lot of money on the table because of it. So first impressions are way more important than way more people than we think.
Can you give me an example of from your own client experience of how you transformed one of your clients so that they gained the respect and the maybe even an increase in income and more clients because they had branded themselves with your services?
Well, there's a few, but one that jumps in my mind is, I remember this client, Terry. She was just believing that, come on, like, you know, the way you dress cannot be that important. It's about, you know, how you are in the inside, and that it should be this way, but it's not. So she did not, I mean, she was dressing like, I want to say, what's the best word? Like outdated, not stylish whatsoever. And I went in her closet and I would just, you know, I sort through the clothes and tell you what doesn't work and we keep what works. And there was like just this one outfit I could make out of everything she had that could look like presentable. And she wore that outfit the next day and oh my gosh, like she like reached out to me. She's like, I cannot believe it. People treat me differently. People talk to me differently. I got so many compliments. And she was able to find like a super high level job that she had been looking for. So it's for her, it was finding that higher level job, but you know, for business, lots of business owners, it's more like getting more clients. And another client, it's just like what happened is she's also a speaker, and people really noticed how, like, the best way they described it was like, you're shining up there. And I'm like, so what happened? I'm like, I'm really feeling amazing in my clothes. And she had the biggest revenue, monthly revenue, in the entire existence of her business. And so the abundance continues to flow. So it really makes a big difference.
And I think if you're a speaker, especially, and whether you're speaking to your own colleagues, let's say, and giving a talk to train your own colleagues, or you're a manager, or you're on a stage where there's a significant number of people, let's say at a big conference, you want to feel self-confident. You don't want people to be staring, well, you know, she didn't know how to match her colors or whatever. You want to be able to get on stage and deliver whatever it is, the message you have to deliver, without being self-conscious about it. And I think that's also what you do, is you give that the people who have to be in front of an audience, whether it's inside their company or outside the company, the confidence they need to deliver the message that they need to deliver to their audience. So that, I think, is a real plus for, and it says something for, getting yourself to somebody like Jose, or talking to Jose herself to advise you on how to do that, how to bring that your best look to the table, and so that you feel more confident, and that is not something that is going to be a worry for you. And you do the same thing for men as well, right, Jose?
Yes, I do work one-on-one with men. And, you know, just to add on to what you were saying, it's like, absolutely, you want to, like, feel confident, because you know, what people think is like, okay, so I'm going to work on my personal image so that I project the image that's like required or whatever. But it's super important. But what's like even more important is how you feel in your new image, because you're going to feel like a million bucks. You're going to feel like so much more confident. And what happens is that, you know, like, we're in California, so everyone knows the law of attraction and all this, like, you attract how you feel. So if you feel like super confident, like, you're going to attract way more good things in abundance than if you feel just, oh, I look good enough. You know what I mean? So how you feel has a major, major role in this whole personal image thing.
And we all know the saying, birds of a feather flock together. So if you look and feel amazing, you're going to attract amazing clients and amazing colleagues and people that surround you. So that's really important to grow your business. Now, can I ask you, Jose, you're shifting to a higher level of business. Tell us about what's going on with your business right now.
So, yes, I was saying I am working with men one-on-one as well as women. I specialize working with women just because, well, I'm a woman. And I think it's, as a stylist, to me, it's just like really interesting, because it's a more complicated thing to achieve, to style a woman and with a really good branded personal image. And I decided that I wanted to leverage my time and help more people. So this is why I came up with an online fashion course that I'm really excited about. And I'm working on it right now, like doing, like shooting videos on the green screen and everything with my mannequins. So it's really, really fun. And I'm really excited about it. And I'm getting ready to get really big on social media with that too, and really make an impact, because I've done like a couple of pilot runs and it went so well. And I really, really like the idea of just helping more women on a bigger scale. So yeah, it's very exciting.
And you're considering even doing a TV show in the near future. Is that correct?
Yeah. A TV show down the line is not out of the question. Like, I feel like, you know, the TV show What Not to Wear is not on anymore. It would not be something like that. But I think for me, it would have definitely the angle of helping find your brand image, you know, for business owners. Because there's more, and it's the new face of business now. Like the corporations are, it's now it's becoming more like entrepreneurs and business owners, you know. So there's more and more out there. So I think that it would be informative to do a TV show on that and to reach even a bigger audience.
Can you also speak about, I know you have two young children as well as your business. Talk to me about how a parent that is raising, and especially a woman that is in charge of raising the children, how do you work that into your schedule? How do you get all that done and still have time for your business?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It's definitely a challenge, and I just have to be okay with doing the best that I can with the time that I have. So as long as I move forward and I keep doing things to, you know, move things forward, I have to be okay with that. And I also have to schedule things in advance. So for me, there's not much room for spontaneity in my life right now, but it's okay. I like to know what's in store for the day or the week anyway. So it's just like a matter of being super organized and scheduling things in.
And do you find that your family is very supportive of what you do? Do they understand everything that you need to do? And that, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, be out, you know, for long hours of the day to work your business, to go out there and market yourself. Is there a mutual understanding with your husband and your kids about that?
Well, my kids are a little young to understand that. I have a almost two and a 5-year-old. The 5-year-old, like when I tell her I have to go work, she's like, but you know, she's starting to get that, hey, that's just the way it is. I have to go work. And my husband, I'm very lucky. He's super supportive, very, very supportive on all levels. Like he helps me. He's a high tech guy, so he helps me with everything, the, you know, technology. And he also understands every time I need to get out for business, like he's there taking care of the kids. So I'm extremely grateful, and I feel that is necessary to have supportive spouses or family members in order to succeed, because I don't see how I could do it without him being supportive.
That's what I thought, because your job has lots of demands where you're working a lot with one-on-one situations, and you have to stay highly focused. And sometimes that's hard for women with children, because, you know, children, you need to be in touch with them. They, you know, have their needs as well. So you've been able to juggle that pretty successfully, it sounds like. And so far, so good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very, very lucky. I mean, we organized our schedule for me to be able to run my business. Like, you know, between the daycare and the preschools and, you know, this and that, the extra help, I should call it this way. I definitely set myself up for success, and I feel like I couldn't do it any other way.
So I think a lot of women neglect themselves because they put themselves second after their children, but they don't realize there's a way. You've successfully done it to delegate and have support and plan your schedule out so that you can also look great, feel great, not have to worry so much about the children as far as their needs being taken.
Oh, are you there, Eileen?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. No, I kind of missed like a couple of seconds.
Okay. I was just saying that you can also be a resource for women who want to also help themselves look better, feel more confident, and be that support when they have children. They have, you know, a lot of times the children are distracting them, so they can't get to the store. They can't focus on the way they look as much as they'd like to. And you can help them get through that because you're a great role model yourself for that.
Well, thank you. You know, that's nice to think of it this way. But also, what I thought that you were getting to the point that, you know, if they get the help of a personal image expert, then they don't have to ever worry about shopping or, you know, do they look good or not. You know, all of this is done for them, so it's a huge time saver.
And helping them go through their closet and getting rid of things as well, because a lot of times you just don't have the time to do that, you know, you, especially with the demands of a family. So I think you're saving people, especially women, lots of time that they then don't even have to do the work themselves, because you get things organized for them. You get their closets organized. You help them put together wardrobes so they're ready to go at a moment's notice.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a huge time saver. You know that women spend on average about 2 hours a week in front of their closet? It's like an entire year in a lifetime. So it's a lot of time wasted that people don't really realize.
Now, how do you typically work with a client once the client is contracted with you to have you come in and work with them? What is it you start out with, and how do you go about working with them?
So the way I like to start out when I'm with one-on-one clients is we start in their own closet, because I need to have a clear understanding of who they are and why they picked the clothes that they picked, and really have a good idea of what their, you know, their essence is. And not doing this step is feasible by doing other kind of exercises, like what I do with my virtual clients. I even do like, you know, Skype or Zoom calls for them to show me their clothes they have, because it's such an important step. You know, like if you have a stylist say, oh, yeah, I can go personal shopping for you, no problem, and they don't even ask to see, you know, what your current style is, it's kind of, it would raise questions in my mind. Because you want the stylist to really understand who you are. So that's the first step. We go in the closet, and you need, I go through the whole thing, and we assess what doesn't work, because of, it could be for several reasons. Either the garment doesn't project the image that you should be projecting, it's not on brand, there's several reasons. And then we keep what do work, and then I make outfits, which is great, because then they're left with a lookbook, and they can just like look at it in the morning and decide which outfit they want to wear. And, you know, some people decide that because their budget, you know, they have like a certain budget, that that's all they want, the closet audit. And just doing that is pretty life changing, because just keeping the clothes that work that you might not have worn like ever, sometimes just once or two times. And then I create outfits for you with like the clothes that you wouldn't have thought of, is already a huge, huge improvement and a big shift.
So we're at the end of our segment here, and I'd like you to sum up in just a couple of words or a few sentences. What would you like to share with the community of business owners that are listening today, and executives, that you, your words of wisdom that you think that they should remember as far as styling and getting themselves to the next level of their business? Can you wrap that up with a couple of sentences for us?
Well, I guess people should keep in mind that it takes 3 seconds to make a first impression, and that first impression will last 5 years. And if your first impression is just okay, then you, as I've said a couple of times, you're leaving money on the table, because it's so important to so many people, the first impressions. So you want to look like you're an expert that's extremely accomplished, because there's like more and more entrepreneurs out there and lots of competition. So that would be my best piece of advice.
Now, how can people get in touch with you, Jose? So if they want to work with you or find out more information about what you do, and if whether they can, you can help them.
Yeah, so they can go on my website. It's called WeCanStyle, WeCanStyle.com. And like all the information, including my bio and my services, it's all there. So that would be the best place to go. And then you can also contact me. There's a contact page there.
And that's at jose@weekendstyle.com is
exactly
your email address. Jose, yep, spelled J-O-S-E-E at weekendstyle.com. So thank you very much for being on our guest on our show today. And
thank you. Because it was all mine.
Yes, I enjoyed listening to you. And I just want to let the listeners know that Jose has actually worked for me, and I have a brand new website coming up at www.thebalancemillionaire.com. And she put my style together for those photos, and I have gotten rave reviews so far. So I really, really recommend you as a stylist. I was just so impressed with what you've done for me. So thank you very much, Jose, for helping me and being on the show today.
Thank you, Arlene. That makes me so happy to hear that.
Okay, well, everyone, I have enjoyed this segment. Now we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our sponsors. And you won't want to miss our next guest. So hang on, we'll be right back.
Former highly paid corporate insider and expert in scaling businesses for over three decades, Eileen Mendel is a serial entrepreneur, business consultant, renowned speaker, and author. Tune into The Balanced Millionaire on bbsradio.com weekly on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to learn the secrets to working fewer hours and achieving financial breakthroughs, increased revenue, and prosperity while maintaining personal and professional balance and harmony. You can also hear us on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and Spotify. To schedule a private consultation about your business, call or text 760-450-6133 or visit InnerEdgeInternational.com. 760-450-6133 or visit InnerEdgeInternational.com.
And become essentially germ-free? Scalar Light serves to break apart the molecular bonds of viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites in your body. Only a photograph of a person is needed in order to be treated with Scalar Light and eradicate germs from your body. Visit the website
freescalar.net
and upload your photograph as well as the photographs of your family. Everyone will receive 15 days of free Scalar Light treatments, and your germs will be eradicated by this painless and simple Scalar Light process. People from around the world have experienced the benefits of Scalar Light healing, and the testimonies prove just how effective this groundbreaking treatment really is. Visit
freescalar.net
to get started, or call our support desk at 1-800-345-9851 for additional information. That's
freescalar.net.
Or toll free, 1-800-345-9851.
This is Eileen Mendel, the host of The Balanced Millionaire, actually. I will be billionaire, hopefully, one day. The show is going to have, we have our second guest with us, and we are going to talk about organizing your business and also your life, because there are many, many skills and tips my second guest can talk to you about that will add value to your career and your life and help you stay organized. So her
company called Be Organizing. I have with me Alex Brzozowski, and Alex is a professional organizer and owner of Be Organizing. Not only does she help organize your home, but she specializes in organizing businesses and digital life, including but not limited to digital documents, CRM programs, pictures, music, email, contacts, and your calendar. Her goal is to help her clients free up time to do what they love by bringing order and efficiency to their business, digital life, and home. She is a member of the National Association of Professional Organizers, NAPO. She is active in the San Diego chapter of NAPO and is currently serving on the board of directors. So welcome today, Alex.
Thank you, Eileen.
So, Alex, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. I want to find out, how did you get started in this business in the first place?
So my background is basically I started in law after graduating from college, and I worked a lot of transactional law, so wills, trust, probate, business law, bankruptcy, civil litigation. And from that, I learned that there were so many people out there that didn't have systems in place, especially a lot of businesses and homes where we would do estate planning, where they wouldn't have their documents together and they didn't have systems or processes set up. So they were just all over the place. So they would come to us and we'd have to clean it up in a way so we could understand it and help them the best we could. Also, the law firm I worked for was 100% paperless. I worked for two different law firms, and they both were. So one was a larger law firm, and one was a smaller law firm. And both had the 100% paperless thing going on. So seeing that, and really, I became really involved with creating efficiency there and adding to it and seeing what they had set up. And it was huge. So one day I was, I was sitting back, and at the time I was just kind of getting a little bored with my job. So I decided to look into other avenues of income. So with that, I started just kind of writing down my pros and cons of what I loved about my job and what I didn't. And what I did love was creating the efficiency and the processes. And I became, I was passionate, really passionate about it. And just because I saw the improvement in other businesses and in other people's homes and our clients' lives and in the actual law firm I was in, we had it really dialed in. So from there, I looked into organizing and seeing what was out there. And I found NAPO, which is actually now called the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals. I apologize for that. And just kind of fell in love and joined and threw myself into it. So just kind of from my experience and seeing the benefits of doing organizing was how I got involved.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this now for 6 years.
And I could really tell you, because I have been, how long have I been with you, working with you?
It's been a year at least.
Yeah,
right?
We almost had our 1 year anniversary together.
Yeah.
And I have been so impressed with what Alex knows that I don't. And my office, we're cleaning it up. We're getting my accounting in order. We're doing so much. I mean, I can't even express to you how helpful it has been for my business. And I come from a German background for organization and detail. And you see how detailed I can get,
right?
Is very important. It's like something that is part of my genetics. And Alex helps me with those things that I'm like overwhelmed with. And she says, you know, you could do this even better. So that makes me a happy camper. And I really feel like an office without an organizer is just missing out on so much, because there's always also so many tools and software apps out there that can make life easier. and Alex can show you how to do it. So Alex, let's get into that. What are some of the things that you want to share with our listeners that can help them do their jobs better, and run their businesses more efficiently?
Yeah, I would say I come across a lot of businesses, and one of the things, the most important thing, is just looking at your goals. Always starting with, where do you want to go? Where does your business want to go? If you want to grow your business, then you need to build systems now, thinking about growth. So if you want to have team members, think about not just how you want things to be handled, but how does it make sense for anyone who's touching your files or your information or your any of your processes. Make sure they can easily get involved and take it from where you left off. I can't tell you how many businesses I walk into that are very, you know, we're talking multi-million dollar companies, and they're still scheduling meetings to talk about a project over and over and over again instead of using a CRM system to write down the project detail, you know, or a project management system. Just having it written down somewhere so that anyone can just pick up and read what's going on and have like a kind of quote unquote briefing of the project. It saves a lot of time. These people were meeting all the time. And I walked in, I was like, what? This is a big time suck.
I'm sure a lot of people can identify when you have meetings, and I used to have weekly meetings with my staff where we would sometimes discuss the same things over and over and over again, just to refresh our memories of where we had been. And then we would move on to where we were going. Now, some of these people were paying attention when we first discussed it the week before or the week before that. But those who forgot, maybe their mind was wandering. I mean, it would have been so nice to have that in their computer system, have it all ready to go, so we wouldn't have to discuss that and waste time in the meeting going through it all over again. So that is really one tool to help you get up to speed.
Yeah.
Just get your digital processes set up.
Yep.
So you have recordings of where you're at with a project, what's already been done and what needs to get done.
Yep. And have a file system. Utilize a CRM. CRMs are so important. It's customer or client relationship management system. That's what CRM stands for. And it's going to help you with your leads. It's going to help you with your projects. You can have an all-inclusive one, or you could separate it out depending on how your system is built up. If you have a sales team, I'm sure they can have their own sales system, and then your projects could have their own. But me personally, I like the all-inclusive idea because you start with them as a lead and then you move them over to the project, and I don't want to do double the data of entering into another system. I would rather just have it just continue to link. So that's what I do personally. And you're able to record soft conversations that you have about, like, with your leads or with your clients that, you know, maybe someone passed away in their life and that's something that you remember right then and there. But if you don't talk to them for a month, you might forget. So I go back to my notes because I use my CRM where I type in all my conversation notes, and I'm able to be like, oh, how's everything going? Like, how's your family doing? I know it must be really hard without your dad or your mother or whatever. And it's really, you know, gives you that personal touch. And leaving it all to your head is the worst thing you can do. Which brings me into my next big something else that can really help is utilizing your calendar. A lot of people rely on either information in their head or in emails. So they use, and this is kind of the email portion, is that your inbox is not your reminder. It is not an emergency situation. You do not need to respond to those things, to those emails right away. If they needed you, if it was an emergency, they pick up the phone and call you or show up at your door. Your email is not an emergency. And thinking about your email like that and seeing it not as a reminder system, because when you do see it as a reminder system, you have to guarantee that you're going to look at your email on the exact day that you need to respond to somebody or you need to pay that bill. Instead of, why don't you just type it in your calendar or your to-do list for a specific day, if that's how you work. I use my calendar and I literally have like a little section blocked out where it's like, call this person back, email, you know, Eileen to ask about, you know, whatever it may be. So not looking at it as a reminder. And that is huge. All your emails, you should be either filing, acting right away, meaning if it takes you 2 minutes or less, act on it, and then tossing it. And then the last one would be if you do have to go back to it, let's say you file it in a client folder, but you know you still have to respond to it, then you just calendar it or put it in your to-do list to do on that whatever day you have it written out for. And then the last thing I would love to pass on is delegate. Really delegate as much as you can to assistants, hire virtual assistants. So many business owners really take on a lot on their own and are scared to ask for help, or not even scared, but just like fearful with, you know, how much money is going to cost. Oh, it's going to take me so much time up front to get this information over to the next person. I might as well just do it myself. And then avoiding mistakes. I don't want mistakes to happen and the fear of that. And it's, you got to let go of that control and that, you know, that fear and really delegate. Because you're not going to grow and you're going to go crazy if you don't. So
those are all great tips. And I hope our listeners have had a chance to write those down. Is there a way or is there a site they can go to get the more information on what you just discussed?
Yeah. So my website is Be Organizing. It's B-E as in, so it's B as in boy, E as in elephant, and then organizing.com. And you can click on the blogs. I have many different blog posts about all different topics. There's even a search function, I believe, on the side with the different topics that congregate together. And I've written a lot about this stuff, and I'm always producing new content. So check it out. And you can also follow me on Facebook or LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest. I'm having a lot of Pinterest posts right now too. So check it out.
So they type in Be Organizing and they can find you?
Yes.
Great. Well, tell me more about your own business. I know that you're in the throes of expanding and you've reached a turning point in your own business. And that is interesting for our listeners because a lot of them are at the same stage where they want to grow, but there are certain stage, like explain where you're at, and they could probably identify with what you're going through.
Yeah, so I was one of those people that I have to, you know, preach to myself. I was taking on way too much myself, and I needed to start delegating, and I wanted to grow my business. So I was working so much in my business and not working on my business. So now I've shifted and I'm now working on my business and finally growing it and hiring employees, which is huge. Hiring other organizers and to take off some of the client load. I started this business to be a CEO of a company, not just an organizer. So I'm really working on doing that right now and getting my, and a lot of that takes a lot, really dialing into your systems and your processes that you have and creating new ones. Because all of a sudden now I need to track time a little differently. I'm not just tracking time for clients. I have to track time for just clocking in and clocking out. And I guess depending on what type of person you're hiring, that what you need will change. But, you know, I have a lot of back end stuff getting ready for that right now. So my employee handbook's done and forms, all these forms that they have to fill out, they're done, but still working on really streamlining the employee part of their process and everything. So.
And I can tell you from my own experience, having brought in employees into my businesses in the past, it is, you know, the setup time and thinking through who you want, what your organizational chart looks like, what responsibilities you want the different personnel to have. It is very intensive, but once you have that in place, life gets easier. Mm-hmm. Because now you know what you want, who you want to fill the positions, what you're looking for, and then it's just focusing on hiring the right people to fill those roles.
Right.
And so you're getting very close to the interview process.
Very close. A couple weeks out.
And that's exciting, right?
Yes, it is exciting. It's exciting and very scary, but it's more exciting.
And I think quite a few of my clients and prospective clients are at that stage where, look, you know, I've hired contractors, I have a virtual assistant, but I really need a full-time person to handle a lot of the things that I do so I can focus on getting out there and growing my business, because that's going to free you up.
Correct. Yes. It's so important.
So what else can you tell us? We have still a few minutes left on our show here that will help someone perhaps in a service business. There's many people that I talk to that run service businesses that will help them to get going as far as getting people on board. What do they need to be doing? I know you're going through a lot of those steps, but can you just kind of tell them, first of all, they need to clean up their paper, right? Whatever paper they have, and get those into a digital file.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can elaborate. What is that all about? How do you process that? How do you go in and help someone with that?
So with clients that have a lot of paperwork, usually what the first step is sorting everything. Well, I guess actually back up. First is talking about the end goal, where you want to go. So who are we doing this for? There are some people that don't want to go paperless. And I do try to push them to go paperless just because that's a backup. They can still keep their paper, but there's a backup component to having things in digital files. And then once we establish where they're going, we then start sorting things, sorting the paperwork, so financial documents together. And it can be very broad. You start being very broad. So financial documents, if they have their own personal medical documents together, their HR documents, their, what else? You have marketing documents. And then within those categories, you micro sort. So the marketing now turns into your logo. Your logo, and then your images are in another, portion. Your briefings about your website and what your content for your website that you might have typed up and printed out, or whatever. You put all that under the marketing umbrella, but maybe then you subcategorize it. So you start kind of doing that with the actual physical paper, and then once that's done, you start scanning. And while you're going through the sorting process, you're also purging. So tossing things you don't need anymore. If there's duplicates, get rid of it. If it's no longer relevant, get rid of it. If you can find the information online, and you'd probably most likely go there versus digging through your files, get rid of it. And what else? I think there's other things you can get rid of. But anyways, after you purge, then you can start scanning everything in and creating your folder structure with the stuff you scanned in. So you kind of already have your folder structure broken out in a way when you're doing it with your paper files. So you're just going to mimic that with your digital files. It's going to look a little different because you have subfolders instead of them all just being in a row and everything, but it's actually even more helpful and less clutter looking than paper files because of that. So start with general categories. Subcategories, get a little bit more specific. Do not get over detailed. That's the biggest thing that people run into, is they sometimes get over detailed. And I'm always looking at ways where we can condense things together where it makes sense. So it's like, oh, these are all, classes I've attended. So it's like, okay, well, let's just put that under one umbrella instead of having all these umbrellas, all these folders holding these documents, just so it's easier to just go to that one file and then see everything in it. So just try to keep it not as most general as possible, but again, not too general as you get a little deeper. It's hard to explain, but that's the way I typically go about it. And then training, writing down your process, creating a file naming system. Your file naming system should be how you actually name the files in your digital folder system. So you I switch between just the title of the document and typically and or the date that the document is. So I have service agreements that I send to my clients and I title them by the date. And you always start by year, month, then day. And then you can put the title of the document. So it's your computer will automatically organize it. If you so if you start by September and it's 09, you know, 2018, instead of 2018-09, 09-2017 will pop up right next to 09-2018. And then it's trust me, just do it. Start with always the year. That's my best advice is with that. If you do decide to do that way of file naming, you could also mix it up and mix up, you know, just titling documents by the title and titling certain documents by the date and title or titling by version control. So starting numerical, like 001.1 is the first version of your agreement. 001.2 is the edited version back from your client. 001.3 is the signed version from your client. 001.4 is the fully executed agreement. And all of a sudden, then you have it all together. There's this is what came first. This is what came second. This is what came third. That's another way to go about that too. So that's pretty much the file process. Oh, and also, I guess I left out this, is deciding where you're going to store your documents. You kind of need to, I forgot to mention that part. It's extremely important. You need to figure out where you're going to store them and where you're going to back them up to. So the best advice out there is you always want to have an on-site copy and an off-site copy. Off-site can be the cloud because that is a server off-site. So you could have it on your computer and in the cloud. They could be talking to each other, and that's a backup. Right. So now if something happens to your computer, it's okay. You had a backup. So in, you know, in the cloud, it's all good. It's automatically synced up to it. So there's ways to go about that. If you're worried about the cloud, there's also external hard drives you could get. There's, gosh, a lot of different options. There's time, like Mac has Time Machine that backs up to an external hard drive. And I mean, you could have a server or time capsules, what Apple's producing, where it's a wireless type of backup. Carbonite is a cloud company that backs up your whole entire computer into their files. It's just kind of, there's different, just kind of depending on how much backup you need. I don't need a backup of my whole entire computer. I just need my files because my email is obviously in the cloud. My documents, if they're in the cloud, I'm not worried about it. And my calendar, again, synced with my email, so therefore it's in the cloud already. So if my computer dies tomorrow, I'm going to be just fine because nothing's actually stored locally on my computer only where I can't access it anywhere else. So really diving into that and what you want to have with that and getting your team members access to certain things. Maybe you need to set up file folders where they you need to share certain folders. So keep that in mind too when you're setting them up, sharing capabilities. So yeah.
And there's also security issues also, especially if you're sharing with other people that are, let's say, outside of your area. You don't meet in a central place, but you have a a computer person that might be in a separate city or a VA in another part of the country. So you want to be able them to be able to have access to some files, but you want to make sure that it's secure so they don't have access to everything.
Correct.
So you could set that up in a way that it's restricted.
It's restricted, and you can always take it back. So you could always say, nope, no more. You can, you know, you're no longer having access to this, and boom, it's gone. So there are different ways you can do that. I also, when it becomes a little bit more challenging, because I'm working with a lot of companies that come up against this, I actually work with another company, an IT company that comes in to the business and meets with them to discuss their options with that, because security is a different issue and they can help with that too. So, and I do work with them, partner up with them.
Because a lot of companies, I'm just thinking of a lot of IT companies, have their people spread out across all over the United States, sometimes into parts of the world, and they want to know, you know, what's going on. If you call in or need help from one of those IT people, they need to be able to access the appropriate file, but then they may have restricted access to other things, you know, so maybe some internal things that only the top level people can see.
Yeah.
So that can all be set up.
Yep.
So this is all very interesting. There's so many ways that you can organize yourself, tools out there. I mean, we're getting more and more tools all the time to help you manage your time, manage your projects, get your, you know, computer organized. Like you said, have backups. There's so much that my strong advice would be to get, I would highly recommend Alex here, and you're spreading out also across the Southern California, to work with you, get someone like that to work with you, get an organizer so that you can be up to speed. You can reduce your papers in your office, find things faster, be much more efficient.
Yes.
So what's your message? I know you said you hadn't thought about one, but what is the message you think you'd like to deliver home to the listeners for today's show?
I would say always look at the future and where you want to go, because it's going to guide you and keep you on track for organizing. A lot of my clients, it's a very daunting task, and keeping them focused on the end goal and always keeping that in mind is what you need to do. So it pushes you. I have to do it to myself. You know, every morning I'm looking at my goals, and that's what motivates me. So just really looking at the future and the big picture, even with organizing.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. I enjoyed having you on the show. Again, what is the contact for you if people want to get in touch?
Yeah, so my website is B, spelled out, B as in boy, E as in elephant, organizing.com, all one word. And you can also email me. It's just Alex, A-L-E-X, B as in boy, at beorganizing.com. Again, B spelled out. You can also call 858-480-1056.
Well, thank you so much. And I'd like to thank all our guests today for being here. And I trust that you as the listeners found their information of value and will go ahead and take some of their advice, as well as contact these guests if you need more help. So remember, if you would like to connect with me, Eileen Mendel, at The Balanced Millionaire, for a complimentary chat to discuss talking about your company and bringing it to the next level or getting the financing you need, you can do so by contacting me at www.thebalancedmillionaire.com. You can contact me at my website, but also you can write me an email at info@thebalancedmillionaire.com. And if you can't reach me that way, you can always text me or call me at 760-450-6133. Thank you for listening to today's show.
Thank you for tuning into The Balanced Millionaire with your host, Eileen Mendel, CEO of InnerEdge International, business consultant, multimedia marketing expert, renowned speaker and author. Connect with Eileen Mendel, The Balanced Millionaire. Increase your confidence, creativity, balance, awareness, direction, motivation, and catapult your business to the next level and beyond.